Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Dreaming and being able to communicate with somebody in the midst of a lucid dream. Apparently that is now a thing. Bonnie's going to tell us about it coming up here in a bit. And with you tonight, it is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris. But we've been talking about El Salvador, and I wasn't originally planning on discussing El Salvador tonight, but Chris, you asked the question of, you know, what's been going on with the Bitcoin law there, the legal tender kind of mandate that they have implemented, and it's been now exactly a month since they turned this thing on, basically. It was, I think, the first week in September they kicked this thing off. And we're looking here at, you know, some reports on the last month and what it's like. There apparently are, according to the Salvadoran Foundation for Economic and Social Development, 12% of consumers report having actually used the cryptocurrency, while the president of the country is claiming that more than 3 million people have downloaded Chivo, and that's roughly half of the country's population. So Chivo is the app, the government official Bitcoin app that also apparently does dollars, so it's like a dual-purpose app. So if 3 million people have downloaded the app, and they're giving $30 worth of Bitcoin to anybody that downloads the app, if they are actual, like, El Salvadoran, they have to go through a know-your-customer process. Although I heard that getting through the know-your-customer process was trivial, like, that you could fool the system or whatever. So there's probably...
Oh, that must be the stolen identity thing.
Yeah, I don't, know how easy... I heard reports that it was actually fairly easy to totally fool this thing, so... that like when it asks you for taking a picture of yourself, you could take a picture of anything, basically,
yeah,
and that would get you past it.
It's actually interesting because a lot of these countries don't have, and again, I don't know about El Salvador specifically, but a lot of these poor countries don't actually have very good identification, like, or most of the people lack identification. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of interesting. How did they determine
whether you're a real
or
deal.
Not somebody was an El Salvador, you know, actually an El Salvador. Right. I don't know what they call people
just
in El Salvador.
So what,
just
Salvador, so what percentage of the 3 million downloads were scammers that were trying to fake,
yeah,
you know, IDs or whatever?
It'd be so funny if they didn't have any actual, like, you know, criteria for what the picture looked like, and everybody was just taking a picture of themselves, like, expecting that it, like, scanned it and it didn't do anything.
Yeah,
that.
Well, that's
kind
what I'd heard.
Fake security.
Wow. Yeah, that's what I'd heard. I'd heard that you could just take a picture of a tree or something and,
whoa,
you know, get past the photos.
That's so funny.
So I don't know if they had an automated system that was approving it or what, but so the foundation polled 233 countries. This is the Salvadoran Foundation for Economic and Social Development, 233 companies across different sectors in El Salvador, and found that overall use of Bitcoin was still low, with 93% of companies reporting no Bitcoin payments made in the first month of Bitcoin as legal tender. Leonardo Selva of the National Association of Private Enterprises, one of the several business groups that's skeptical of the rollout, said, quote, "We're still not sure what benefits the government expected," unquote. The Bukele government hopes that 2.5 million Salvadorans living in the United States will eventually send remittances through the Chivo app. So, yeah, maybe.
I mean, this could... Okay, so let's be honest. There is a potential... substantial benefit to the people of El Salvador if people actually adopt it when it comes to, because I don't think people understand, like, it, for people who receive remittances or send them, I think most people in the United States don't understand that there are huge fees that intermediaries get currently in,
like,
that
Western
process.
Unions,
right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just to give people an example, like, a wire transfer in some instances can be $100 or more.
International, yeah.
International. I have received international wire transfers from customers of mine.
Yeah, you got to pay to receive and pay to send.
Who paid $120, as much as $120, to send the wire transfer.
You pay.
And then I think I paid somewhere between $15 and $40 to receive. And that was, and the crazy thing on that was on like a, maybe a $200 transaction. So
almost doubling it.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
Yeah. So, and you have to understand that these people who are sending money back to El Salvador, they're not necessarily themselves making, you know, tons of money. Mm-hmm. We're people talking about people who are working as cooks and things,
right,
and
sending money back to their family.
And then sending busboys. That's what you're getting, because at the end of the day, most of the countries, and I don't know, again, I don't know specifically about El Salvador, but a lot of these countries don't exactly, these people don't have a huge, you know, educated population. I mean, a lot of these people don't even know how to read, right? So, and we're not even talking about English. We're talking about languages that are, you know, Spanish or whatnot. And so they're definitely, those fees are just an enormous percentage of, you know, these low-income workers, migrants in the United States and other countries who basically a good portion of their income is just going to those fees.
Now, this I did not know about the Chivo app, and it's actually kind of brilliant. I got to give them credit for this. Now, again, I still don't think that the government should be mandating anything, but they are apparently installing and have installed now 30 Bitcoin ATMs in the United States. Cities like Atlanta, Chicago, Houston, Los Angeles. The president in El Salvador, Bukele, says around $2 million worth of Bitcoin is being sent via Chivo daily as remittances, meaning that people in the United States who are El Salvadoran.
That sounds pretty substantial.
That's amazing.
They have
that's
Chivo,
amazing.
Like, ATMs here?
They have Chivo ATMs in major cities in the United States.
Huh.
So El Salvadorans can now immediately bypass using Western Union. So the government of El Salvador basically just took a knife and stabbed it in the back of Western Union and MoneyGram.
I have to say, as botched as a rollout as I think this has been, my gut is that this is I'm really hoping that this is going to have a major positive impact on El Salvador, because it sounds like it will. It sounds like it could. It
Think
sounds like
this.
It may even already be occurring.
Yeah, Juan Mo is a construction worker who's lived in the United States since 2005. Recently chose Chivo to send remittances home to his family. A decision he said saves him up to $18 when compared to traditional money transfer services. He says, I'm definitely going to keep using it, in a phone interview from San Francisco. And that's the kind of thing that gets people on board.
Yeah.
It's the word of mouth. When he talks to his El Salvadoran friends and he says, hey, I just saved $18. I didn't have to pay Western Union anything now that I can send money back to my family here, and then they can go to the Chivo ATM in their town or just spend the Bitcoin directly.
Right. And I think part of the problem, you know, was, and this was pointed out too, is that there was an education part of the whole Chivo app, and I think that failed miserably. There just wasn't any education. Mm-hmm. And so people don't understand its value, and people kept saying, and I think it was quoted in the story, you read it somewhere, that, you know, they don't see the value, they don't understand the value, and it's like, and yeah, they may not, but when if for at least the people who do start using it and the crypto and sending money back, remittances, they're going to see that value.
That's $18 in the pocket of his family members,
right?
That otherwise, MoneyGram would have taken. That adds up.
That's
right? Like
huge.
If he's doing that every week.
Do we know what's the average like income, I guess, of people in El Salvador? Isn't it really low?
It's got to be pretty poor. I mean, you could go look up the GDP gross personal product.
I'm pretty sure it's like super, super low. If I'm not mistaken, it's one of the poorer countries in the world.
But, I mean, think about it. You got, 52 weeks in a year? Let's just presume he's doing this weekly. I mean, that's $1,000.
Probably is doing it weekly because, you know, people who don't make a lot of money to begin with, they tend to do things
as often as they can.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's roughly $1,000 that MoneyGram would normally take that would then end up in the hands of his family members. Now, as they point out here in the story, most of El Salvador's $6 billion annual remittances, which is about a quarter of the nation's entire gross domestic product, still comes via money transfers, with many of the users wary of cryptocurrency's volatility. So they're already at $2 million every single day, but there's totally $6 billion per year. So
yeah, but this has only been going on for a month.
It's just beginning. Yeah, it's just, so I mean, that's pretty incredible, And if this was the intention, and it seems like this was the intention of Bukele, the president there. I mean, I'm not going to say this guy isn't a thug, because he is a thug. But, you know, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. I mean, in the case of screwing over MoneyGram and Western Union, I say more power to him.
It's about $300 a month is the average income in household income in El Salvador.
In El Salvador,
yeah.
Wow.
So $18 is huge.
Yeah, that's a big chunk. And that's, you know, maybe in a week, maybe 2 weeks or whatever.
Yeah, it might be $100. It might be boost to 25% of their income.
More coming up here. The number 603-283-6160. So that, I got to say, is pretty cool. Pretty chivo. It's free talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and the phones here are open if you want to join us. Whether Bitcoin acceptance, so I'm not okay with that. But on the other hand, I just discovered that they are basically screwing over the government of El Salvador is giving their citizens a path, encouraging essentially them to use Bitcoin for remittances, which we've been saying on the air for a long time. Like, one of the great things about Bitcoin is that it puts money, the power of money, into the hands of the individual, that it takes it, in theory, out of the hands of governments and banks and puts it into the hands of the individual, which means that you can bypass the banks, you can bypass the Western unions, you can bypass the MoneyGrams of the world, and you can just send value directly to the person that you care about, wherever it is they happen to be on the planet. So it's an incredible, empowering tool, especially for the unbanked. And the unbanked are a huge chunk of the El Salvadoran population.
Yep. You know, there's an interesting thought experiment. I don't know if that's quite the right word. But which would you rather have? And would you rather have the United States, you know, where a country that effectively is going after people using Bitcoin with violence, or what they're doing in El Salvador with giving people, you know, $30 of Bitcoin, if you weighed the two.
But theoretically forcing
them to
accept it.
Which is the least bad thing. I feel like
El Salvador. If you're choosing between force.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I feel like El Salvador, because I haven't heard of anybody getting arrested or thrown in a cage or anything of that nature.
Yeah,
what they're doing.
True. Yeah. We haven't heard that story yet.
Yeah.
It's true. And again, they're saving their people a lot of money here by giving them actual ATMs to go to in the United States, saying that now over $2 million, I think they said per day. Yeah, they're claiming $2 million per day. Now, he's not clear saying whether or not the $2 million is being sent internally within El Salvador or that it's all coming from outside of El Salvador. So it's not really clear what the $2 million number is applied to. The claim is $2 million is being sent via Chivo daily. But it's in the paragraph about the ATMs in the United States that are allowing El Salvadorans to easily send Bitcoin via Chivo to people down in El Salvador. So, I mean, if it's $2 million per day, they need to hit, according to the calculations here, in order to hit $6 billion per day or per year, they have to do $16.4 million per day. So, I mean, after 1 month, if it's $2 million per day, that's a damn good start. It's going to be really interesting to look at this a year from now
and see
what's going on.
I'm just amazed. Like, I mean, could you imagine, like, what is there any one thing that, you know, you could do or the government could do that would boost your income by 25%?
Because that's what you're saying has happened.
Because that's what sounds like is happening right now when it comes to boosting the economy of El Salvador.
Yeah.
You know, for at least the people who are going ahead and using this system to transfer money to people.
And you're not even talking about the potential for the increase in the value of Bitcoin.
Right.
You're not even calculating that in. You're just saying just cutting out the fees from Western Union.
Yep.
And having those dollars worth of Bitcoin going into somebody's pocket on the other end.
If you increase that by $80 a month, okay, is that's what they said they saved, I think it was.
$18
roughly. $18
per
transaction.
Yeah,
if it's for a week, that's $80,
month.
And 80 out of 300 or so is 25, well, it's roughly. A little over 25%.
Yeah, so. That's huge. Gigante. Last month, El Salvador bought 700 Bitcoins. By the way, this story, Reuters.com. Prices initially dropped sharply after the September 7th adoption, but surged in late September to reach about $54,000 per coin this week. So El Salvador is up on its Bitcoin purchasing because they bought the dip. So they bought a bunch of Bitcoins right when they launched it, and then the price crashed.
Yeah.
And then they bought some more Bitcoins when the price crashed. And again, we're talking about the government of El Salvador here, so using taxpayer dollars, which, again, we don't support that, but still interesting to see a government of the world officially purchasing Bitcoin.
Yeah. It's kind of cool because if you think about it this way, they're getting rid of war money dollars. Like, they
that's true.
Use taxpayer dollars, but it was literal dollars, like U.S. dollars, and then they exchange that for
that
Bitcoin.
Can't be making the U.S. government very happy.
It's going to be very interesting, like the whole exercise of buying so much cryptocurrency in El Salvador for one country, what is that going to look like when that money, that value that they're holding doubles, right? Because
it could happen by the end of the year.
It could happen by the next month. Right. And when it does, that, I mean, think about that. Imagine that. That's going to be so significant, so much more significant probably than the 25% even, you know, that they're saving. You know, it's...
That's huge. And and from what I've heard, like groups like the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, and these other countries in the world, they're not happy about what El Salvador is doing here, right? Because if, as you point out, Bonnie, they've spent 700 bitcoins, right? Like, you do the math, that's, I don't know how many hundreds of... You know, that's, or it's at least several dozens of millions of dollars.
$50,000-ish,
right? Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of...
And imagine what's going to happen if this does work out. I mean, this is like the big equalizer between impoverished nations and non-impoverished nations.
And that's why it's so messed up that the United States government is talking about, you know, like regulating Bitcoin and stuff like that. They're putting us behind.
Yeah, El Salvador's got a leg up now.
They definitely have a leg up on us.
$35 million, that's roughly what those Bitcoins are worth right now. And so that's money that the U.S. government doesn't have. That power of that money is no longer sitting in the dollar. It's sitting in the Bitcoin.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You know how this is. You know, it's actually interesting. Another interesting point about this is you cannot hand your dollars and your U.S. currency for gold, right, anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But you can crypto. And what is crypto very similar to? Gold.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Limited supply.
Several people told Reuters they had downloaded the Chivo wallet and received a $30 worth of Bitcoin bonus that the government offered at the outset of the program. The handout was big enough that it actually benefited some small business owners, like Alexander Diaz, whose restaurant serving chicken wings saw a spike in business. He said most of the people who had that bonus wanted to test how it could be spent, so several clients made payments to us with Bitcoin, he said, adding that some 20% of his customers are now using the cryptocurrency. Quote, Chivo has benefited small entrepreneurs because it makes the payment method easier for customers.
That's interesting. If those numbers are correct, they've been wildly more successful than we have in New Hampshire and Keene.
But then again, the other study said that 93% of businesses have had zero customers. Bitcoin.
That's probably even greater for Keene now in New Hampshire. So I don't know. I mean, this.
Yeah, but those businesses are supposed to accept it. The 93% in, they have to accept the Bitcoin. But 93% have not.
Still sounds like a pretty substantial numbers to me.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's still pretty important.
I mean, if you start comparing, you know, New Hampshire to El Salvador and probably other countries, that's still going to be significant. That's probably the most significant thing I think we've seen.
Yeah, and maybe they're more likely to benefit a local business than they are a corporate business. You know, maybe somebody with Bitcoin is more likely to spend it at somebody that they already know. You know, if all they got is $30 worth of Bitcoin and they want to test it, are they going to go to the mega grocery store or are they going to go to the local chicken wings place?
Yeah.
You know,
so and it's probably there's probably a disproportionate. Again, this is probably also disproportionate. You probably have a middle class that's, you know, seeing more of that. You know, that free crypto money. So if you, depending on who you talk to and what region you're in and so forth, you'll probably see different numbers too.
Yeah, and what percentage are holding it? What percentage are waiting to see? You know, they've heard about Bitcoin, but they've never gone and bothered to get any, but now it was just dropped in their lap. So maybe they're just going to hold on and see, wait and see what happens. The number here is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Your calls and thoughts are welcome here on Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden will not try to block some Trump administration documents that a House panel is seeking in the Capitol riot investigation. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
There's nothing political about working to ensure that the events of January 6th never happen again. It shouldn't be a Democratic thing, a Republican thing, an independent thing, a political thing at all. This should be a shared goal, and a key part of that, in our view, is ensuring that the Select Committee has the information it needs to ensure accountability for these events.
Former President Trump is expected to go to court as part of his efforts to block the records and documents from the House Committee. A jury in Boston has convicted two fathers in the college admissions cheating scandal. Police say John Wilson and Kamal Abdul-Aziz used fraud and bribery to get their kids into the University of Southern California with bogus athletic scholarships. This is USA Radio News. The jobs report was lower than expected, marking the second straight month that the figure was far below the expectations. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
The economy only adding around 194,000 jobs last month. That was down from the previous month's upwardly revised total of 366,000. And it was well below the estimates from analysts beforehand of 475,000 new jobs, again under 200,000 created. And President Biden was trying to put a positive spin on things.
In just 8 months since I became president, in the midst of a grave public health and economic crisis, unemployment rate is now down below 5% at 4.8%.
But many Republicans are hammering that low jobs creation number. North Carolina Congresswoman Virginia Fox tweets, Joe Biden's economic crisis is on full display. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris.
Arya and Conan are idiots. And they're going to prove it on October 12th. That's this coming Tuesday night at 10:30 Eastern Time. What are they going to do? They have hot peppers that they are going to eat on camera on a special episode of Freer Talk Live. That is our after show that, honestly, we haven't done for months. I don't remember. I think we did one some point after I got out of jail, but it was...
Me, you, and Arya.
Yeah, it was this summer, and we haven't done one since then. So we needed a good excuse to do it, and Arya and Conan choosing to torture themselves for your entertainment. They're going to eat hot peppers progressively. So starting with something weak like a jalapeno, and moving all the way up to the Carolina.
I mean, is this actually going to be a show? Because
yes.
I imagine after a certain number of hot peppers, you're not going to be able to speak anymore.
They will probably not be able to easily
That's
speak.
That's why Ian's going to be on.
There's going to be ice cream and whatever else going
they
into their mouth.
They will have that, yes.
And stuff in your mouth doesn't make for good radio.
It won't be radio. It'll be internet. So it doesn't matter. We can have dead air of just them.
I contained. But I'm still wondering how much of a show is this actually going to be. Maybe in the beginning you'll be
able
to get a few
words out.
It'll be a
show because you don't have to have it's the internet, so it doesn't matter if there's dead air. So if it's just half a minute of somebody in pure pain on video, then it's on video. So people.
Where can somebody go to see it?
They can watch it on our Odyssey stream, which will be at video.freetalklive.com. And that'll be available again after 10:30 p.m. Eastern. But I didn't mention the highest level pepper that they're going to eat, which is the Carolina Reaper, which is apparently the hottest pepper in the world.
Ouch.
They are going to eat that. I think they've got habanero, and then they've got ghost pepper, and then Carolina Reaper. So it's going to go, I think, jalapeno, habanero. There might be something between jalapeno and habanero. I'm not sure. But jalapeno, habanero, ghost pepper, Carolina Reaper.
I didn't think their judgment was that bad, but I'm beginning to question it now.
And Conan grew them. Which is pretty cool.
Conan has produced these locally, and you can go to, again, it's video.freetalklive.com. You'll be able to see it on our Odyssey channel at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time this coming Tuesday night. So let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Tom is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Tom. Tom? In New Hampshire. Oops, my bad, Tom. We got you now. Go ahead.
Okay, most of the time when a cop winds up on the Officer Down Memorial page, the episode had nothing to do with a freedom fighter legitimately resisting the wrongdoings of the hostile government. But, they drive off the road and splatter themselves into trees. A lot of them have died of COVID. And, they get killed by a burglar who shouldn't have been breaking into somebody's house in the first place. But on Monday, October 4th, in Tucson, Arizona, there was a Drug Enforcement Administration goon. He and other task force members boarded a train in Tucson, Arizona that was traveling from Los Angeles, California to New Orleans, Louisiana. They boarded it to conduct an inspection for narcotics.
Hmm.
So they were totally in the wrong. They had detained one suspect and were escorting him from the train when another man opened fire on them, fatally wounding a drug enforcement goon.
Hmm.
And then the subject was able to wound another task force member in a gunfight. The subject was later found dead inside one of the train's bathrooms. So that means, what the dude on the deuce said, rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God. He is in heaven right now reaping his eternal reward, and the DEA goon is in hell, and God is grilling his flesh.
Thanks, Tom, for the call.
That is some interesting choice of words.
Yeah, well, I don't think violence is the solution here, but it's certainly true that if the DEA wasn't committing raids and committing violence against people, then there wouldn't be any violence used back against them. If they just leave people alone, then...
Yeah, I definitely don't advocate for violence, but I also won't be crying when,
live by the sword.
DEA agent gets killed because of, their own poor behavior.
If there weren't DEA agents going out and busting people, there would just be stores where people bought drugs.
They're literally creating the violent situation in which, exists because of,
Really shed any tears for him.
Right. There's no, without, without the government, selling and buying drugs would be no different than any other product that you sell or buy.
Right.
So
continuing here, 603-283-6160, and maybe someday we will see a world where drugs are legal, where you don't have to beg government permission to go into that. By the way, cannabis, I believe, in New Hampshire is only prohibited because it's on the federal list. I think, in fact, all drugs are like that in New Hampshire. So if we were to, I could be wrong about this, but I believe that's what Weeda Claus told me. So Weeda Claus, who went to jail for some growing cannabis once upon a time, he's done the research on this. If we were to... or when we secede from the United States, that may, by default, legalize all drugs in New Hampshire.
I think you're right.
I think that may be the case, because I think they just simply adopt the federal drug list,
right?
Basically. Whatever the feds say is illegal in New Hampshire. And similarly with the minimum wage in New Hampshire. New Hampshire, I believe, is the only state that does not have a state-specified minimum wage, so therefore we follow the federal minimum
wage. And that's crazy, because the minimum or the effective effective minimum, the effective minimum wage, or the lowest anybody's going to work for, is higher than $7.25 at the $20
an hour right now.
Yeah, I mean, and it's even before, though, before the COVID, even before there was an increased demand for employees, it was still higher, right? It was still, you were still getting paid 10,
12.
Yeah, 10, 12 an hour minimally.
Yeah, so what'll happen when we secede from the United States? There'll be no minimum wage in New Hampshire either.
Would be awesome.
Be nice. So again, the number here is 603-283-6160. And speaking of seceding, and I just have a quick little number here. There was a study done. This story, centerforpolitics.org. The UVA Center for Politics and Project Home Fires did some polling. And I don't know how many people. Let's see if we can find out the methodology or the number of people that they polled here. But this is getting, it's gotten reported here and there. They asked various different questions about, you know, people and their political beliefs. But one of the questions that they asked was about secession. They say significant numbers of both Trump and Biden voters show a willingness to consider violating democratic tendencies and norms if needed to serve their priorities. Roughly 2 out of 10 Trump and Biden voters strongly agree that it would be better if a president could take needed actions without being constrained by Congress or courts. Roughly 4 out of 10 of Biden and half of Trump voters at least somewhat agree that it is time to split the country, favoring blue/red states seceding from the union. So 41% of Biden supporters and 52% of Trump voters say that it is time to split up. It is time to support secession, according to the study here at the Center for Politics.
Wait a minute. So like 90-something percent of the population supports?
No. 41% of Biden voters
support it.
And 52% of Trump voters
support it.
Correct.
So
yeah, but not every 90%. Single person votes.
That's roughly 50 or 45% of the voting population.
Okay.
Still pretty good.
That's still pretty good. It's a good starting point. That's for sure. So coming up, we're going to get into lucid dreaming. Bonnie, you've been wanting to talk about this story from Vice magazine, and I do have it pulled up because apparently it's not showing up correctly on your phone. But we're going to talk about lucid dreaming, and apparently there's a study that has been done regarding people who are in the midst of a lucid dream being able to be contacted. And what does that mean? I don't know, because I haven't read the story.
Neither. But from Vice Motherboard.
Yeah, we're going to get into it. Coming up here, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. Plus, more on El Salvador, if we have time for it. I've got another piece about the shocking number of El Salvadorans that now have Bitcoin wallets who do not have bank accounts. So the number 603-283-6160 allows you to join us here. You can bring up whatever's on your mind and take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can bring up whatever you want. Even in these remaining moments, we have enough time for you if you dial in at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight is Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Chris. So have you guys had lucid dreams in the past?
Only accidentally.
Yes. You don't have to tell me what it was. I mean, I couldn't tell you what my lucid dreams were. I know I've had them on occasion, but it's a rare occasion that it does happen.
Really?
What, did it happen often to you?
Yeah, I feel like.
Wow.
That's interesting.
That's pretty cool.
What do you do when you realize you can control your dream?
I mean, once you recognize that you're in a dream, I don't know. I mean, it kind of depends. Like, I don't know if so. I don't know if I can always control it, but I frequently will recognize that I'm in a dream.
Mm. Cool. If you can recognize you're in a dream, then in theory you should be able to, you know, decide what to do.
Yeah. Well, right? I can, but like, yeah. if you kind of got to concentrate, mm-hmm. because otherwise your surroundings change on you, right?
Yeah, that's so true.
So if I realize I'm in a dream and I want to do it, it's sometimes it's hard to hold together. Mm. So you got to like stay focused, and if you let go of whatever you're looking at or whatnot, you know it's going to go away. So you can't go and try and go into another room and then come back. Otherwise, it will be like you just...
And then you'll forget that you were dreaming.
Yeah.
Because the subject changes, you forget that you're dreaming. That's what usually happens.
I don't usually forget that I'm dreaming. Hmm. Actually, the thing that bothers me or annoys the heck out of me is that I wake up from the dream.
Hmm. That'll happen to me.
And it's terrible because it's like it's so much fun being in a dream, you know, like where you are conscious of it and everything.
The main lucid dreams I've had have been I didn't really know that I was dreaming. I just suddenly knew I could control what was going on, and I started doing something like flying or wanting to jump into a pool.
Mm-hmm.
Just something fun like that, but I don't necessarily even know I'm dreaming. Like, I just am like, oh, I'm flying, and this is normal. Let me fly over here. And I'm controlling it, but not really.
Yeah, I've had somewhere, like, I haven't totally, like, tried to control what all the surroundings are or anything like that, but I've realized that I'm dreaming, and so I know I can do things that I otherwise wouldn't be able to do. Like, just fall through a floor or something
that.
You just fall over and you just keep falling and falling. That one I've done before.
Why would you want to do that?
It's weird. Just letting go, right? Like, you're not worried about, you know, what's going to happen.
Right.
That's creepy. At the beginning of the show, I told the story of when I was like a little kid when this happened. I realized I was dreaming and I was sitting at a table and I was like, that means I can make ice cream appear. So I did, and it worked. That's way better than falling through a floor.
Well, flying's also a fun one. So it's kind of like flying, except not up. You're flying down without any worry of anything going to, you know, stop you from that. So if you want to call in and talk about lucid dreaming, you're welcome to. But, Bonnie, the reason that you brought this up tonight was a story in Vice that interested you. This is Vice.com. Headline, which I would read here, but the key just keeps popping up over it. It's scientists achieve real-time communication with lucid dreamers. Humanity has been able to reach distant vistas such as the moon, the deep oceans, and the wild expanses at Earth's poles. Now scientists have made a new breakthrough in the exploration of a very different type of frontier, the hallucinatory world inside dreams. An international team of researchers was able to achieve real-time dialogue with people in the midst of lucid dreams, a phenomenon that is called interactive dreaming, according to a study published earlier this year in Current Biology. Participants in the study were able to correctly respond to questions, such as simple math problems, while they were deep in the throes of rapid eye movement sleep. The research reveals a relatively unexplored communications channel that could enable a new strategy for the empirical exploration of dreams.
Wait, so these people were asleep and people who were awake were asking them questions and they were, like, sleep-talking the answers correctly?
Correct. I've actually done this as the questioner before. Not with you, Bonnie, but with previous... I've never heard you, like, talking in your sleep or anything like that.
It's getting kind of creepy.
But previous girlfriends, I have heard, like, you know, trying, like, speaking. But it's usually nonsense. It's like a babble that doesn't make any sense in their sleep. Every now and then you can, like, you know, a few words you can make out. And I would try to ask them questions while they were still asleep to see if I could get, like, a meaningful response from them. And I don't remember specifically any examples of what might have been said. But there were a few occasions where I felt as though in their sleep they were responding, which it makes total sense, because how many of you have had a dream where some sort of external stimuli is affecting your dream? Like, I've had this before.
Like alarms.
An alarm. It's the worst one.
Yeah.
Where I've been, like, the alarm clock's going off, but in my dream, it's like some sort of klaxon or, like, a fire alarm or something, and I'm, like, running around a building trying to figure out where this thing is to turn it off.
Yeah. You know the weirdest thing is when you wake up because your alarm's going off, but you wake up, your alarm's not going off, and then it goes off.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah.
Well, I feel like this is a lot less newsworthy than I thought it was going to be, because I've done this, like, my whole life. My siblings all talk in their sleep, and I'll be like, so, you know, I'll
do
exactly what you're saying. Like, start asking questions, try to get them to continue talking. And when I was in high school, one of my friends fell asleep before me at, like, a sleepover, and I just kind of walked past her, and she was just like, Mom, can you get me something or something like that? But she was totally asleep, and I had a whole conversation with her where I was her mom.
And she thought you were her
mom. Like, but she was asleep. Like, and we were talking. I told her I got her a unicorn and stuff like that. And she's like, oh, thank you.
But it's interesting. Apparently, how could they not have studied this by now? Like, it's the year 2021, and they're just now looking at talking to people who are sleeping. The research reveals a relatively unexplored communications channel that could enable a new strategy for the empirical exploration of dreams, according to the study. Quote, there are studies of lucid dreamers communicating out of dreams and also remembering to do tasks, said a PhD student at Northwestern University, Karen Concoli, in the call that they interviewed her with. Quote, but there's a fairly limited amount of research on the stimuli going into lucid dreams. One thing that surprised us is you could just say a sentence to somebody and they could understand it just as it actually is. Well, didn't we hear recently that Aria, our co-host, had set up some cameras because she found out she's a sleepwalker.
Mm-hmm.
And so she set up cameras in her room to record, you know, whatever things she's doing. And I guess one night she got up and encountered her roommate. And I don't know what he said to her.
He said, "Are you okay, Aria?" Because she came into his room, like, half naked.
And she responded, oh, right?
She said, "Shut up," in his name.
She said, "Shut up, Mikey." And
jeez.
So, like, that was an interaction with somebody who was technically asleep.
I'm going to put a lock on my door.
And she didn't remember it, right? Like, he had to tell her about it.
Like, a week later or something. Yeah. It's funny because my little sister, when she sleep talks, she also gets really mean. Like, I'll be like, what are you saying? Like, because I won't realize she's not awake. And then she'll be like, "Shut up, Bonnie, shut up." Like, really angry. And I'm like, oh, she's asleep.
Concoli and her colleagues recruited 36 people to fall asleep in laboratories located in different countries with the aim of entering a lucid state in which the person was aware they were in a dream. The study included several experienced lucid dreamers, including one individual with narcolepsy, as well as people who were less familiar with this type of dream. The researchers verified participants had entered REM sleep by placing electrodes next to their eyes on their scalps and chins. By measuring activities such as brain waves and eyeball movements, sleep experts can determine if a person has entered the deep sleep state. Some of the participants were then asked to confirm they were in a dream with a prearranged ocular response in which they moved their eyes in a specific left-right pattern. These eye signals, along with facial contortions, were used as a means of communication during the sleep sessions. For instance, the researchers asked the 19-year-old American participant to subtract 6 from 8 while he was in a lucid dream, and he correctly signaled the answer 2 with 2 eye movements from left to right.
Okay, well, this is starting to seem a lot less concrete than...
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I thought they were saying 2, not looking left to right.
But when asked again, he repeated the correct answer. Roughly 18% of the trials resulted in this level of clear and accurate communication from the dreamer. 17% produced indecipherable answers, 3% ended with incorrect responses, and 60% didn't provoke any response at all. Quote, "It's amazing to sit in the lab and ask a bunch of questions, and then somebody might actually answer one. It's such an immediately rewarding type of experiment to do. You don't have to wait to analyze your data or anything like that. You can see it right there while they're sleeping."
But that's silly. Like, 60% of the time they didn't move.
What's more, many participants were able to recall the interactions with the researchers after they woke up, with individuals reporting that prompts sounded like a voiceover narrator or a radio speaker that was clearly coming from outside of their dream. "We've all had the experience of waking up from a vivid dream only to feel as if its fragmentary details are rapidly receding into our waking minds until we can no longer recount the events." Along those lines, some individuals remember different questions and answers after they woke up than the ones they'd received or given in the dream, highlighting the difficulty of accurately reconstructing dreams once a person is awake.
If somebody starts talking to me, I'm probably going to wake up. So that seems kind of interesting.
Yeah, but they didn't in this case.
Yeah.
Interesting stuff. We'll post this story for you over on our social media. You can follow Free Talk Live and some of these hosts over there at social.freetalklive.com. Be sure you join us on that platform because we are in charge, not the big tech company. So check that out. We'll see.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.